Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. Wow, Burns, it's been a long, hot summer. Can you ever remember anything like this?
Man, it's not just a Broadway play and a movie. It is the truth. The weird thing is, yesterday I actually kind of felt like it wasn't too bad. I think your metabolism adjusts to it. But I'll tell you, I just got to give a thumbs up to the crew that takes care of this campus. It just looks great. And after this heat and that storm and everything else, these guys have been miracle workers. So we're very pleased that we have a very attractive campus to welcome all the students back.
And speaking of the OSU campus, it certainly is a buzz with activities right now. You can hear the band practicing. The football players are dripping sweat and the classrooms are full.
That's right, and the sidewalks are full. I mean, we've got, if not the largest, one of the largest freshman classes we've ever had at Oklahoma State, approaching 4,000 students. I think there's 2,000 international students on campus. We've become much more diverse, more highly ranked. Things are just going great. I think the total enrollment we expect for all four campuses is about 35,000. So it's a pretty good sized city, Kelly.
And I understand that almost all states are represented here this year.
Yes, in fact, there's 49, but we've got to go to work in Hawaii. We're not recruiting enough in Hawaii. So I wondered if you wanted to join me, and we'll go over there on a recruiting trip.
Well, my hula dancing is needs some practice there.
Yeah, so. I think that might be hard to explain to the legislature, too. But anyway.
Well, Friday you capped Welcome Week, which is always a big week of activities prior to the start of the new semester. You started that off with student convocation. Talk to me a little bit about your message to students.
Yeah, well, first of all, we have not done convocations here, and we began last year with the very first one for our new freshmen. And it's really just exactly what it says. It's a convocation of all the freshmen and their families, and the faculty put on the academic robes and greet all of our new students. There were a number of messages. So we had several students speak to them, as well as our provost, Bob Sternberg. And as you might imagine, it was get involved, study, be ready. If you need help, get it. Bob always says, be the person you said you were on your application. And my main message was graduate. And I said it three times, that they're here to earn a degree and to graduate. Not enough of our students in Oklahoma graduate, and Oklahoma would benefit mightily if we could dramatically increase the number of college graduates. So that was my message. But everybody seemed excited, and then we had an ice cream social afterwards, but the trouble was you had to really eat fast or it would melt.
Well, you had a chance to at least escape the heat for a little while this summer. Tell me about your summer adventure.
Well, we in the early part of the summer, we try to visit universities abroad that we do a lot of exchanges with, both faculty and student exchanges. And so this summer, we were in China. The first cowgirl and I, as well as Regent Helm and Faynell Helm, his wife, and Vicky and Tuck Link, another regent, toured five universities that we do a lot of work with and want to do more. It was a wonderful trip. We've had a lot of those same folks here this summer. In fact, we've got a lot of hotel and restaurant management students from Southwest Yongtong that are here right now. There were administrators who came this summer to see how we operate. And you're right. While it was warm in China, it was nothing like it was here.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.